classical editors and so on. And Prabhupada's taking it very seriously and saying, write to Satsvarup. And the other person he mentions is, Tamal Krishna Maharaj mentions Satsvarup, Jayadvaita. And Prabhupada says, he is good. So my humble submission is that we haven't done anything different from what we were doing in Srila Prabhupada's time. This is what we were doing then. We didn't need a fresh order, this is what you should do. We were already doing it with Prabhupada's approval. And I really should publish the follow-on correspondence from that conversation, because there was significant correspondence from that conversation. There were samples sent by Radha Balabha, the production manager, of the kind of mistakes that I was fixing, the kind of revisions that I was doing. And we got the response back that these kind of corrections are all right. So I'm not working from just, somebody who arrives on the scene, picks up the book, says, what's going on here? Let me do X, Y, Z. I'm working from years of experience with... Excuse me just a second. I'm working from years of experience and years of instructions, which are not known to everyone. BBT is where this work has been done for 10 years during Prabhupada's time and so many years afterwards. And within the BBT, there's working knowledge of these things. If you go to bbtedit.com, you'll find a letter from Pradyumna, who was traveling with Srila Prabhupada at the time, writing to the BBT editors about mistakes and saying, Prabhupada, quoting Prabhupada as, what's done is done, but you should keep a list of these and fix them. I'm not making it up. Go to the site. It's online. Read it. It's in writing. From Prabhupada's Sanskrit editor, who was traveling with Prabhupada at the time. These mistakes should be fixed. So I humbly submit to you that we have both oral and written instructions from Srila Prabhupada to do these things. I also agree with you that it requires enormous care. Enormous, that we should all be seriously concerned to see that unwanted conclusions, unwanted deviations, unwanted stylistic innovations, or anything creeps in. And with that in mind, I sent those translations out to all the English-speaking devotees so that they could give their input. With that in mind, the GBC reviewed everything. With that in mind, the BBT trustees reviewed everything. It wasn't taken lightly. And we're still open for input. If you find something that's wrong, and people do. Dhira Govinda Prabhu in Alachua is a model example of a helpful devotee. When he finds something that looks wrong to him, where it looks like the editors have done something, philosophically questionable or something, he writes us the most polite letter in the world, lays out his arguments in clear and cogent fashion, and submits them for us to consider. With the result that in one important case, we've changed something back, and in another important case, wrote him a 7-page letter or a 5-page letter, and he wrote me back and said, thank you very much. So we're always open, we're always as concerned as you can imagine that Prabhupada's words be preserved, that his legacy be preserved, that his style of presentation be preserved. We really are. Over to you. That's the $64 million question, and you're absolutely right. When will this editing stop? And we were thinking very, you know, otherwise anything could happen. Where's the definitive edition of Bhagavad's, of Prabhupada's books, and where does it stop? And you're absolutely right, this is the question. And we review this question once every year or so. It perennially comes up at our BBT trustees meetings. When are we just going to seal the books? And we've thought at various times, seal them now. And then then people find more things, like the canons of Dwarka. Give me a moment, because it's such a. I understand your question is when. Arsha Prayog, before you bring in Arsha Prayog, because that's a separate argument, the question is when. And we keep asking ourselves this question, and we would have liked to have said, you know, last Tuesday, we seal them and that's it, we put them on the shelf. And to a certain extent, they are sealed, because we get a lot of things that we look at and we say they're wrong, and we say, well, it's not that important. It's more important just to leave things as they are. Our tendency is leave things as they are, unless there's something that really screams out as an error. It's still under discussion. My tendency is to think that they're going to be sealed when the present editors leave the scene. That when Dravida and I are gone, we're going to say, you know, we were with Prabhupada, and the next generation will not have been, you know, physically in Prabhupada's association, and whatever is done is done. And, you know, any further, we hope we've caught, like, you know, practically any error that matters, and whatever we haven't caught, you know, let somebody write it in this book and say, you know, on page XYZ, it says this, but it's an error. That's where we're going with it. With the caveat, you know, when Dravida and I are dead, we don't have any power anymore. You know, I can't do anything. I can't grab the guy by the hand and say, stop your hand, thou shalt not, you know, red pen anything. But our intention is that this is the direction that we would leave. That, you know, we've done so much, we've tried to catch as much as we can. We believe it's in reasonably good shape. It's certainly not in the shape of anything like the 1972 Gita with, you know, sea churnings and all of that. So leave it and seal it. That's what we tend to at this point. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Let me go ahead. Get it out. No, go ahead. No, I respect your concerns, Bhajari Prabhu. Please go ahead. No, I'm glad that you came.
Right.
came and gone. The Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada said, both in substance and in style. And therefore the objection really comes down to the translations, because the purports, there's not much to say about style in terms of anything done. It comes down to the style of the translations. And I will grant you that the translations done by Hayagriva Prabhu are more poetic in some instances. They're more poetic in some instances. And therefore you have sort of a choice that his are more poetic, but the 72 edition matches more closely what Srila Prabhupada said, matches more closely the Sanskrit, what Krishna said, and matches more closely the word for word meanings. Because Prabhupada's giving the Sanskrit, the word-for-word meanings, and the translation. And sometimes in the first edition, you'll find that the word-for-word meanings and the translation doesn't follow from the word-for-word meanings. When you try to match them up, which is what I do when I carefully study, they don't match. Why don't they match? Because the translation was borrowed from another edition. And Hayagriva Prabhu had permission to do that. It's not wrong. And as you said, it's stylistically pleasing. Sometimes it's not a synthesis of Prabhupada and Hayagriva. Forgotten his name from the Divine Light Mission, whose translations were sometimes borrowed. And that's documented on bbtedit.com. And that they're nicely done. They're beautiful. But they don't match Prabhupada's word for word, because they're not Prabhupada's translations. So you get this sort of trade-off, and recognizing the literary quality of Hayagriva Prabhu's translations, when possible, or when to a large extent, I just left them. You know, I could have made it closer to Prabhupada, you know, more aggressively close to Prabhupada, but I didn't, for that consideration that, you know, he's edited them nicely and they read nicely. But sometimes there are major differences in meaning. Sometimes there are the discrepancies between the what Prabhupada's word for word in the translations, and sometimes there are other problems with them, grammatical problems and others. So that's what you get in the translations, and being sensitive to that, that's why people say, well, why did you only send out the translations to everyone? That was why. Because I knew that, you know, we memorize the translations, we you know, sort of get those in our head. So that's why I sent out those translations for everyone to give their input on. So it's also a valid position. You say, well, these were more poetic. And that's fine if someone feels these were more poetic, that's okay. But you have a choice of two platforms. People want to have both stand on both platforms. We want it to be closer to Prabhupada, more faithful to Prabhupada, and we want it to be more poetic. And you can't have both. I'm coming to your other point. I was answering one point, and now I'm sorry, Brajahari Prabhu. Brajahari Prabhu, please bear with me. I haven't forgotten. Brajahari Prabhu, I apologize. Yes, we can. Now, it wouldn't be better, and now I'll explain why. I hadn't forgotten your point. I mentioned at the beginning there were two. Please bear with me. I'm sorry that I'm sorry that it takes me so long to explain something that I should explain more quickly. Why not footnotes? It is an option. It's done. It's acceptable especially in like what are called critical editions, which are published by scholars. You'll find footnotes employed profusely. So it's a legitimate way to do revision. The problem is that the amount of revision involved, that the samples that I've given you are, you know, they're sort of conspicuous. They're, as you say, some of them are absurd, and